Methods of inquiry into God's existence. Now I will describe briefly what methods to use in our investigation concerning the existence of God. For unless we know the proper way to look for a particular thing, we are unlikely to succeed in finding it. We may waste all our efforts by adopting the wrong method. A person cannot successfully dig a water well until he selects a particular plot of land and digs perpendicularly in a specific manner. If one tries digging horizontally along the earth for even 200 miles, they will be unsuccessful as this method is incorrect. Therefore, it would be absurd to complain that all this hard work and labor resulted in nothing. This will be unacceptable for any sensible person. Thus, mere hard work and effort do not matter much unless appropriately channeled. You see, to achieve anything in this world, we need to follow a proper method in accordance with the laws of nature. Without adhering to the correct process, a particular task cannot be accomplished. Likewise, in religious matters, there is a way and a method specified for every purpose, and one cannot achieve that purpose without adopting the right method, no matter how hard one may toil or deliberate. This set of laws is absolutely to our advantage, as without them it will be impossible for man to progress intellectually and practically. Suppose there were no laws in this world and man were to achieve anything merely by wishing it, what then would happen to this world? Would ignorance, slothfulness, indolence, and inexperience not prevail instead of knowledge, diligence, effort, and experience? Would there remain any distinction and difference between the scholarly and the ignorant, the industrious and the indolent, the hard-working and the slothful, the experienced and the novice? Would this not block the intellectual progress of man? Would it not cause the irreparable damage to man's elevated moral status? Think hard and realize that all the physical, material, academic, practical, moral, and spiritual progress that you see around you is due only to the fact that the universe is operating in accordance with a set of laws. For every purpose there is a specified way, without which it cannot be achieved. If you ignore the laws of nature, this will detriment your progress and block the progress of human intellect. Human beings who have been called the most eminent of all created things would fall lower than the most despised of all creation. Therefore, do not regard the law of nature as an obstacle in your way, for these are the devices granted by the Creator of the universe for you to utilize in order to reach the pinnacles of knowledge and accomplishment. Consider them the sun of guidance ordained by your gracious master to illumine for you the avenues of future progress. This is a test designed to distinguish the scholarly from the ignorant, the active from the inactive, the experienced from the novice, and the industrious from the slothful.